Blog Talk Radio.
Buenas noches. Welcome to the last live New Monday show in a while, until 2016, until after my 2016 campaign election, where I can always be found on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. Brought to you by sponsor, A Time to Learn Academy's Help Forward program. Website URL or link is easysite.com/A Time to Learn. I am Charlene, your hostess. You are welcome here to this religious scene broadcast where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and family households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version Bible, as I will help you to understand its meaning as I read it aloud. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. Today's read-along will be from 1 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 16, verse 1. That's 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 1. The New Monday Show believes in God, the maker of heaven and earth. It is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him in such names as Yeshua or Isa. Community announcements. Your donations help to maintain online and offline programs and services such as career counseling and other help forward programs, such as our new restart launch of the food pantry and distribution in Union City, Georgia, Ward 7, zip code 20019, and Maryland's Eastern Shore, Upper Eastern Shore, five counties. Those are our community branches. Okay. Shop Avon with me online due to my current campaign run. I will only be accepting customer sales online, and currently very busy. A Time to Learn Academy has their annual fundraiser going on from September through December, our yearly annual fundraisers. So 10% of my online net profits will be going to A Time to Learn Academy, which is the nonprofit, the business and gifted and talented focused nonprofit 501c3 organization, okay, until December of this year. And then my online Avon store will continue in 2016. But I will only be accepting sales via my online store at youravon.com/Charlene Stevens. Okay? And you may still sell Avon with one of my sales teams, sales development team, or Ethnic Pride sales rep team. Starter kits are affordable and available at start.youravon.com. Use reference code Charlene Stevens, spelled S-H-E-R-L-E-N-E, Stevens, S-T-E-V-E-N-S. Reference code Charlene Stevens with no space in between. Okay? So for community announcements, as many of you are aware, I am participating in a campaign run as the presidential candidate of the Republican Party. My main campaign website is charleneonline.com. So this will be the last live broadcast, but I am going to upload additional broadcast episodes for you to enjoy. Okay? until the conclusion of my campaign run. Now, for community announcements, today we remember Mahalia Jackson. Tomorrow is Carrie Hilson, Lee Greenwood, and Kelly Osborne's birthday. Wednesday is Mother-in-Law Day. It's also the anniversary of the Statue of Liberty. It's Julia Roberts, Ben Harper's, and Thelma Hopkins' birthday. Thursday is Gabrielle Union and Tracy Ellis Ross' birthday. Friday is Nia Long and Otis Big Daddy Williams' birthday. Saturday, we remember Ethel Singer Waters. And it's also the last day of Pretend No American Businesses event. And it's the state of Nevada and Willow Smith's birthday. And then we have our first day of the new month, November, where we have the daylight savings time ends. You turn your clock 1 hour back and further enjoy autumn scenes. It's also the time when a Time to Learn Academy suggests that you check food labels in your own home, your own unique households, food pantries, and your refrigerators. Check for expiration dates of foods, items within your unique household. Okay? And it's the beginning of my hosted theme of Native American Appreciation Month. So we have a lot of events going on in our country right now. And I'm not even including the political events that are ongoing for this week into the first week of November. Bridget Monahan wed businessman Andrew Frankel on October the 17th in Sagaponack, New York. She is the Blue Buzz star. Jenny Joao Farley and Roger Matthews announced at their New Jersey nuptials, October 18th, that they are expecting their second child. Quote, "We couldn't ask for more. We are on cloud nine," end quote. WNBA star Gloria Johnson gave birth to twin girls, Ava Simone and Solia Diem, ahead of their February due date. She is the estranged wife of Brittany Griner, who has yet to comment on the birth. Demi Lovato signed with Wilhelmina Models, her first major modeling contract. The agency plans to build the singer's presence in the fashion and beauty industry. John Stamos has been formally charged with driving under the influence of drugs stemming from his June arrest in Beverly Hills. The Fuller House actor could face up to 6 months in jail, so let's keep him in prayer. Taylor Swift and Idris Elba will serve as co-chairs for the Met Gala. The theme of the Costume Institute's annual fitting will be Manus Ex Machina, Fashion in an Age of Technology. Musical guest Sia will be on Saturday Night Live in the month of November. Tyra Banks announced the current cycle 22 of America's Next Top Model will be the CW's show's last. Quote, "I truly believe it's time. Keep on smizing," end quote, she tweeted. Courtney Cox, Reese Witherspoon, and Renee Zellweger participated in the Walk to Defeat ALS in Los Angeles October the 18th, they completed the 1.6-mile event in support of Team Nancy, led by publicist Nancy Ryder, who suffers from the disease. They were the top fundraising group, bringing in nearly $140,000 for ALS research. What a good deed. And in our prayers box, let's see, who can we pray for? Let's pray for our actors, our entertainers, along with our politicians, Congress. Political parties, unique households, leaders, business leaders, aspiring entrepreneurs. At this time, you may say out loud the names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah, Christians who use the Bible, and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. They and I believe there is only one God, one human race that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, we prepare for our meditation poem. I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath. And slowly exhale. Exhale out all that negativity of the weekend, of today, or what you may have to do this evening. Meditation poem, I Am by Michael Wynn. I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. He knows just what I need. With God, I shall achieve. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. For He knows just what your household needs. So come along with praise. So let's read along His word of faith. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of His creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my listeners, to be endured forever within their unique household, upon generation. In Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Now, visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah for believers who use it includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 1 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 16, verse 1. My audience, let's prepare for our religious theme discussion, our last live broadcast until 2016. My campaign election run as presidential candidate. Okay, let's begin. Chapter 216. So they brought the Ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings, the people in the name of the Lord, every one of Israel, both man and woman, to every one a loaf of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord, and to record, and to thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph, the chief, and next to him, Zechariah, Jeiel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Mattithiah, and Eliabeb, and Benaiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jael, with psalteries and with harps. But Asaph made a sound with cymbals. Benaiah also, and Jaziel, the priest, with trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of God. Then on that day, David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Pausing for a moment, that's what we as faith believers are to do. We are to give thanks unto the Lord. We are to call upon his name. We are to make known the deeds, the good deeds, and share the good news of our Lord and Savior. So in 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8 is a very important verse to remember of what religious faith believers actually do, for those of you who do not participate in any faith. Continuing with verse 9, sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous work. So we are to give praise by singing unto the Lord and saying what we feel with compassion, with and striving to perfect in the skill of giving praise. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord while he can be found. Seek the Lord, his face, continually. What does continually mean? Pausing for a moment. Continually means non-ending, indefinite, if we were using a math term, never ends. Seek his face in the morning, seek his face in the noonday, and seek his face in the evening. Continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. Pausing for a moment. In the verses of the Holy Bible, there is consistent representation as well as repetition of God saying, recall all of the historical events to every generation within your unique household, within your communities, within your states, within your country. Amen. Even of the covenant which he made with Abraham, and of his oath unto Isaac, and hath confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance. When ye were but few, even a few, and strangers in it. Pausing for a moment, we must recall that in the historical events, God created his own people, his own group of faith believers. There were other civilizations that were in these countries and lands, but he chose a chosen people, chosen tribes. He created people of the various tribes to represent him in the earthly realm and to follow his statutes and commandments and to give him respect, praise, and worship. So continuing, verse 19. When you were but few, even a few, and strangers in it. Verse 20, and when they went from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people's kingdom, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes. Pausing for a moment, so he sent his tribes, sent people from various tribes, to rebuke or to scold the leadership of kings. You had to be brave in order to do that. When you knew that a king was guiding his community, his people, his flock, the wrong way, the wrong path, you had to be bold in order to speak for God of wisdom, of truth, of knowledge, so that the king would become better at his leadership and his leadership presentation that will ultimately save his own kingdom. Amen? Okay. Verse 22, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Boy, I have heard that verse over and over again, but I never knew that it was in First Chronicles. Saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. That means all creatures. Not just human beings, but the birds and other animals as well. And even some of the creatures that we don't even consider to have a voice. God encourages them to sing unto him. Show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. I've heard that verse as well, in a part of a lyrics of songs. He also is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. I've heard that in lyrics as well. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice, and all that is therein. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I've heard these verses in lyrics as well. And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to the holy name and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel forever and ever. And all the people said, Amen, and praise the Lord. So he left there before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord. Asaph and his brethren to minister before the Ark continually as every day's work requires. If you want to be skillful and talented, you have to do it continuously, over and over again, morning, noon, and night. And Obadiah with their brethren, 78, Obadiah also the son of Jeduah, and Hosha to be porters, and Zadok the priest, and his brethren, the priests before the tabernacle of the Lord in the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord upon the altar of the burnt offering continually, morning and evening, and to do according to all that is written in the law of the Lord, which he commanded Israel. And with them Heman and Judathan, and the rest that were chosen who were expressed by name, to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. And with them Heman and Judathan, with trumpets and cymbals for those that should make a sound, and with musical instruments of God, and the sounds of Jephthah were porters. And our last verse, our last live broadcast, amen. And all the people departed, every man to where? To his house. Not to someone else's house, but to their own unique household. And David returned to bless whom? Who did David bless? He blessed his house. Thus ends the reading of God's words. Amen. So again, the announcement is that due to my campaign run, I will upload the broadcast, but there will not be any additional live broadcast for a while. Okay, so please come to shirleneonline.org or the Blog Talk Radio link channel and listen to further broadcasts, okay, 24/7 at your convenience. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me, and see me do, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Don't forget to take some time and smile to one stranger every day. May you have a blessed and productive week. May you also have a blessed holiday season. For those of you who celebrate Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, etc. Amen. And if you want to chat with me, or just email me at newmondayshow@shirleneonline.org. But again, there will be additional broadcasts.